The Western School Board met last night. Superintendent Mike Smida joins us for an update. Good morning, Mike. Can you tell us what happened?
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, absolutely. Board met last night. We've been dealing with this, as many, many districts across the state have been dealing with recently. And last night, the Board of Education decided on a 6-1 vote that our plan to reopen school is going to proceed with 4.5 days of instruction. Parents will be able to elect whether or not they want to send their student in person or whether they want to keep them online. One of the things that we're going to require is that parents make that decision on a 4-week basis. So at least we can do some planning. We know a certain number of kids are coming. We can try to separate them the best we can and restrict movement. But that way, every 4 weeks, parents can opt in to come to school, or they can opt to stay online. So that's the quick and dirty part of it. There's a lot of details that have to be sorted out. How do we handle lunches? Our principals will be working on that today. How do we handle specials teachers in the elementary? PE, music, technology, art. So there's a lot of fine details that we need to work out for our community. We will be getting something out to them in the next few days to share with them. Here's the plan. Here are the specifics of the plan. Mm-hmm. And then probably within 2 weeks, they'll have to make that decision on the first part of the year, if we're allowed to even open it at that time.
What's your take on the parents? Do you get any feedback, any numbers? Is it 60-40, 70-30?
You could kick a field goal between these two. When we sent out a parent survey last week, we asked kind of a broad question. We said, how comfortable are you sending your kid back under certain conditions? And I'll tell you what, there was not a clear-cut winner. Uh-huh. We had, one side saying 40% were saying absolutely not. 45% were saying yes, and then 15% in the middle saying, we're not sure. So, no clear-cut winner. What we did glean from the survey we sent out last week is our parents truly are divided on this issue. And I think that was a big part in the board's decision last night, saying, you know what, our parents are divided, therefore let's give them choice. Mom, Dad, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do during the day. Do you want your child coming to school? The parents that are uncomfortable, good for them. They can choose to stay home. We're still providing instruction for them. The parents that are saying, I want my kid to go back to school, we're going to do the same when the kids come back to school. So we're trying to give our parents the best of both worlds and give them choice for what's best for their family.
The social distancing, is that the toughest aspect of this, Mike?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in phase four of the governor's roadmap, social distancing is strongly recommended. We believe that if the numbers come in that we expect, we're going to see anywhere from 50 to 60% of our kids show up. Uh-huh. If we have 50 to 60% of our kids, we will be able to social distance fairly well. As that number increases, social distancing is going to be harder. Now, one of the interesting things about social distancing, we can talk about social distancing in school all day long, but we know what's going on in our community. We know that our high school kids, our middle school, they're hanging out. Adults are doing a better job social distancing than the kids are. So we do know they're hanging out, but we're still going to have some social distancing as best we can.
Right.
We are going to have a K-12 mask requirement, and I know that's going to upset some people. But, we're trying to provide a balance and give people and parents choices.
Yeah, that seems so almost insignificant for the issue at hand.
It does. I have a personal opinion on masks, but the reality is, if we have to wear masks to have school and to help the adults and other parents feel safe about sending their child to school, then so be it.
Yeah, just do it.
West Western's going to do what a lot of our neighbors have done. We are ordering cloth masks. We're ordering 3 per student, have a little Western W on the side, and we are going to distribute those to all of our students and, you know, basically say, okay, here's your mask. Please wash them periodically. Hopefully on a daily basis, you got a rotation of 3. We're going to do that. But we also know that some parents probably will not send their kids to school because they have to wear a mask. And again, that's a parent's choice. Mm. And I think that was loud and clear last night by the board. We are giving parents choice. Do I know there are parents upset in our community that we're opening school? Yeah. But good news, you don't have to send your child, and we're still going to provide an education to them.
I don't want to ask you this, but extracurriculars.
Well, I don't think we're going to have chess club right away, Greg.
Yeah, okay.
No. No, extracurriculars is a real, real tough one. Right now, the High School Athletic Association is saying we're moving forward. I would not be surprised if by Monday we get different direction from them or different direction from our governor. I love sports. I really want to see our kids back on the competition fields. But at the same time, you know, if we're saying, you know, we're worried about social distancing, we're worried about sharing equipment, you know, how do you have football? How do you have, you know, volleyball and soccer? So, as much as I would love to say I think it's going to happen, I'm very skeptical right now that it's going to happen.
Yeah, what about, Mike, I'm sure you've thought about this or you maybe had some sleepless nights. If you get a couple cases of COVID-19, the type of furor or panic that might ensue.
Yeah, that, and I think that's every superintendent's fear. No matter what plan you put in front of parents. Fortunately, we've been in contact as a county. The county superintendent's been working with the health department. And, you know, if we come across a case, whether it's a student or whether it's a staff member, you know, our first call is to the health department. And we are really going to lean heavily on the health department to guide us through this process. So that partnership's important. You know, there could be situations where the health department says, yeah, we think you should close down for 2 weeks. Or they could say, hey, you know, close down the classroom for 2 weeks. So, again, we don't know what the health department's going to advise us. But what I want our community to know is this is not a decision that's made by the superintendent, by the board, the principal, in isolation. This is a decision that we turn to the medical experts and say, hey, we got a positive case over here. We need your advice. Mm-hmm. And that call will be made immediately upon notification that we have a situation.
It must be a relief to you just to have a plan in place where you can, you know, go forward.
It is. You know, I knew going into last night, you know, we had floated some other radical plans. You know, we were talking at one point that we really wanted that social distancing piece. Well, if you're going to get over 60% attendance, the only way you really get social distancing is you got to split your kids up, whether it's an A-B schedule, or we even discussed something radical about putting a K-8 across our district in classrooms and putting our 9-12 online. Well, but then the 9-12, that's not the most ideal situation for our 9th through 12th graders. And that concept didn't get a lot of traction when we put out a survey, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. But I you're right. Now that we selected a plan, the board approved the plan, hey, now the detail work has to start with our principals, and we can communicate that to our parents, and then our parents have to make a decision. Are you going to send your child back, or do you want to keep them home? So, yes, a little relieved in that. Still a lot of work to go.
And, of course, a challenge for your teachers.
You know, teachers, I feel for them. Our teachers are all over the board on this, too, by the way. You know, there is no clear-cut, absolutely we don't want to come back, or absolutely we do. They're nervous. And if you think about it, when you look at most of the research, it's the older population that tends to be more susceptible.
Sure.
to the virus. So our teachers are a little bit nervous, whether it's for their own health or maybe they're caring for a loved one who has a compromised immune system or under other underlying health conditions. So we are going to try to take as many precautions as possible. Some of our teachers will be asking for, you know, a barrier that, you know, it's kind of a no-go zone for students. Some of our teachers are saying, I'm ready to go back, I'm okay. So we will have to be very sympathetic to our teachers and work with them to provide whatever is necessary to make them comfortable in the classroom.
Mike Smita is the superintendent at Western. Mike, thanks for the visit. Great job.
Greg, thanks for the time. Appreciate you.
Take care.